Kalim chapter 8, Mishnah 3. A Sridah, which the Kart explains was a slightly concave kneading board. So it was a board that was slightly concave, a kneading board. Shinasuna al piatanur, and this was put on the mouth of the oven. So it was put on the mouth of the oven, and v'sheikas l'secho, and it sank into the interior of the oven. So the edges of the Sridah were outside, and then the concave part in the middle, that dipped inside into the mouth of the oven. V'ein la gapayim, and not only that, but it doesn't have handles. And explains the Karti that this means that it's not considered properly a utensil. So this lid, or this kneading board that was used as a lid, hasheretz besoicha, if there was a sheretz inside it, inside of the Sridah, and says the Karti, it's talking about inside the part that was inside the oven, so then hatanur tameh, the oven is considered impure, because the Sridah is not a utensil, and therefore doesn't prevent transmission of impurity. So too, hasheretz betanur, if there was a sheretz in the oven itself, eichlim shebesoicha tmein, the food inside the Sridah, the foodstuffs that were inside, would be impure, because she'ein matzilim yad kli cheres ele kalim, because the only thing that could prevent tumor from spreading is a utensil, and this thing is not considered a utensil. Next case, chavishi mela mashkin tahirin, that if there was, he's translated, he has a jar that was filled up with liquid, tahirin, pure liquid, unasana lamata minachushta shel tanner, and it's put under the bottom of the tanner. So this jar with liquid in it, it's put below the floor of the oven. So in this case over here, even though, says the Karti, there was an opening in the oven, in the bottom of the oven, and an opening in the top of the jar. And he says further, even if the jar was partly inside the oven, right? So in this case over here, the following is the case. A sheretz betanur, if there's a sheretz in the oven, hachavetzu mashkin toherin, then nevertheless the jar and the stuff inside the jar is pure. Ha'asa kafriya upir la'avir hatanur, if it's turned upside down and its mouth is now inside the mouth of the oven. So sheretz betanur, if there is a sheretz in the oven, mashke tofach shebishulei achavis tahor, the dampness that is on the bottom of the jar is pure. Explains the Karti, what this means is that even though there's dampness, you know, on the bottom of the jar, and that is now in connection with the oven, because the jar is open and it's inserted into the top of the oven, partly inserted, so it's pure, and the jar itself is pure, even though it's partially inside the oven, because earthenware utensils can't transmit impurity to other earthenware utensils. That's why the oven, which is impure, it's got a sheretz inside, can't transmit impurity to the jar, and therefore can't transmit impurity to any liquid at the bottom of the jar. However, says the Karti, if there was moisture on the part of the jar inside the oven, that moisture becomes impure, because that moisture was within the interior space of the oven, and it in turn transmits impurity to the jar. That would then transmit impurity back to the jar.